Yeah, my name's Matthew Beadle. I live in Smithers, British Columbia, and teach at Coast Mountain College.
Okay, so what motivated you to study environmental sciences and geography when you were a student?
Great question. Yeah, when I was a student, I participated in field studies. I grew up in Alaska and had the opportunity to study glaciers in person as a high school student. And that really got the ball rolling for me and set the stage for what became my, you know, years of earth science studies and then into my career as a researcher and now a professor.
Mm-hmm. And how would you encourage youth who are deciding what they want to do in school to examine something like earth studies, environmental sciences, and the natural world around us?
Yeah, the one thing I really see students thrive at is in our immersive field schools. So Coast Mountain College does a really good job at offering really fantastic, really transformative field schools. And this is offered in the spring and the summertime, where we have an intensive, you know, 2 to 3 week course, and we're out in the field every day with students. And those opportunities are really fantastic for exploring what earth sciences are all about, learning from one another, and exploring our amazing backyard.
And why do you think that your approach to teaching has been called exceptional? What do you do differently? I know that you also just received an illustrious award for West Coast Teaching Excellence. So yeah, I guess you can, your opportunity to brag, but what are you doing that's so special and different?
Oh, that's kind of you and caught me off guard a bit. I guess I try to, a number of things. I really try to meet students where they are with regard to their passions and their interests. And we live in such an amazing dynamic location with, you know, beautiful surroundings, but also really interesting and challenging natural resource questions that we're grappling with. And students come to class with those passions and interests, and I try to nurture those and help them explore those. I also bring my own research into the classroom. So students are working with, you know, real actual data that's collected in the field, oftentimes by themselves. Try to develop these research projects where we're out in the field together, answering tricky environmental geoscience questions by designing the projects from the ground up. But then really just involving them in the day-to-day of what's going on in our amazing region.
So who were your role models? Why did you get, you know, I mean, you had mentioned glaciers, so maybe glaciers is a role model of yours. But yeah, who got you excited to study the natural world around us and want to dig a little deeper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really was some of those early teachers that I had that brought me out into nature. You know, learning wasn't, you know, sitting in a classroom memorizing things. It was getting out on the landscape and exploring that landscape, and people that encouraged me to look around and try to interpret nature and then design research questions to try to understand what's happening around us. And it was, yeah, a number of people throughout that, and the thing that they all had in common was that they brought us into the natural world, and that's where, you know, the integration happened within, you know, with classmates, but also and importantly with the natural world, and put us in challenging situations too, where, you know, we had to work as a team and really come together to, you know, with regard to you know, supporting those in the group that maybe weren't as strong or were struggling to deal with, you know, rainy conditions or something like that, where we were thrust into this situation where we had to come together as a team in those challenging outdoor situations. And those were always very impactful.
Right. Sort of imperfect conditions to kind of bring out a part of you that maybe you don't exercise all the time. So, you know, what are you most curious about, or what are you studying right now in the natural world that has really got your curiosity piqued? What are you excited about that you're studying?
Yeah, great question. So my background is mostly in studying glaciers and climate and how glaciers are responding and changing to our changing climate. And more I'm drawing that connection between, you know, how changes in glaciers and snowpack impacts water. And then in turn, how does that impact salmon in particular, which is a big question here in Northwest BC. And so in recent years, I've been fortunate enough to collaborate with research done by Gitnyau First Nation, Kitsum Kalem First Nation in Terrace, and then also with the Maurice Watershed Monitoring Trust mm-hmm. on Wet'suwet'en traditional territory, looking at the Maurice River, Nanaka River, and trying to understand how those systems are going to change in a warmer world and as our glaciers and snowpack change. So that's really my main research focus at the moment.
So what is 2023 classes, I guess spring and summer, what do those classes and those excursions look like?
Yeah, so for winter, like in the Smithers, I'm teaching Geography 150, which is an introductory atmosphere, weather and climate course. Mm-hmm. And we get students out in the real world during that course, observing and understanding the weather and what brings about the weather we're seeing day to day, but also digging into the causes of climate change. And that course sets students up for some of our field schools, which start in May. And we typically have a block of field schools in May and June, and then we have a block of field schools typically in August as well.
What does the future of this course look like for you and Coast Mountain College and the students of Smithers?
Yeah, thanks for the question. One key thing we're trying to do is set up a collaboration with high school students here in Smithers. A number of our courses we're hoping will be available for dual credit, where grade 11, grade 12 students can receive high school credit and also first year university credit for a number of these courses. So that's something to look forward to in the next year or two.
Oh, absolutely. And I think even just, you know, the landscape of what to study and even what literacy looks like is changing so much that I think that more of these, you know, hands-on tactile courses where you're using your hands and smells and sights, that it's just it's just kind of the way of the future of education.
Oh, for sure. And being in Smithers has me really excited to get students out into this environment. We have an incredible backyard here that we're very privileged to be able to explore and provide incredible learning opportunities.
Oh, excellent. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for speaking with me. I'm so excited, and I hope that all the seats get filled and that this class grows and grows for you.
My pleasure. Thank you.